The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Welcome to The Show Must Go On. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Nikki, and we're here to judge, and we're so glad you're back here with us. How is it going, Tracy? Welcome back.
Thank you.
How was the cruise?
All right. Previous episode, I mentioned I was on a little cruisy cruise out in the Atlantic.
Okay.
It was nice. Went to your home country, went to DR, which really, I mean, it's not DR. It's like touristy, so. But I got a little taste.
Actually, that area is not as touristy. Puerto Plata is not as touristy as some other areas.
Gotcha.
Like, that's lighter.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, so did you have a presidente over there?
I did.
That's my girl, represent.
I even have a photo. So
you did?
So I can post that on our social media.
Okay. I can't wait to see.
Presidente and some tostones.
Yum. Oh, my God. A dream combo. I can't wait. Can't wait to get mine.
I know. I'm so excited for you because you're headed home in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Nice. Really exciting.
Are you going to do anything?
We're going to Terrenas, which is like the north.
You love it there.
It's the best place. So Puerto Plata is like on the west side of Terrenas. So it's like Samaná, Terrenas, and then Puerto Plata on the north. I'm excited, but I want to keep hearing about the cruise.
So we did DR, then the next day we were in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Okay, do you have mofongo over there?
I didn't. I wanted to, of course, but my mom's kind of weird about stuff, so I was like, I'm not going to force her to, like, do anything.
So, got it.
And we were just...
Jennifer.
I know. We were just boring. We just walked around, like, went into the shops and stuff. Like, we didn't do any excursions.
Oh, God, no. I don't do any of that. I just want to lay on the beach.
I know. Sometimes, like, I don't mind some of those things. Like, I'm more of a historical, like, go walk somewhere, learn about the history of a place. And, you know, 80% of those things are, like, snorkeling and scuba diving and swimming with dolphins. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't do that.
Yeah, no, I also, like, when we went on that cruise, Trey was like, hey, like, what are the things that you want to do? And I'm like, nothing.
That's the whole point of a vacation. I don't want to do shit.
Also, like, these excursions take the whole fucking day.
Some of them are really long.
I'm like, I'm not going to be, like, put on a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
This is why I go to work already. I don't. No,
exactly.
I need to be on the beach having a drink.
Yeah, exactly. I know some of them are like 6 hours long, and it's like we're going to be in the port for 6 hours.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. No.
Yeah.
Enjoy your vacation.
Yeah.
Sleep in.
Yes.
Get off that boat whenever you want.
Exactly. Yeah, we just took our time with stuff.
Love that. Okay.
Lots of eating.
Okay.
So we did Carnival. If you've ever been on a Carnival cruise, they do a show on the last night on every single cruise line. It's called Love and Marriage. So they take three couples. They have a newlywed couple. So the couple they had been married for 7 days. So they literally got married on that Saturday. The next day was Sunday, and it started the cruise. They're on their honeymoon, right?
Wow.
So seven days. Then they have a couple that's married for a really long time. And this couple had been married for 71 years.
Oh, my God. How old were they?
They were probably in their 90s.
Oh, I mean, they had God. They were cruising.
Yes,
I love that.
They brought up the little old lady in her wheelchair because they were like, oh, no, we're not going to do it. And the cruise director was like, we can get a wheelchair up here. That's not a problem. Yeah, yeah. So they weren't going to do it. And then finally they were like, OK, we'll do it. They were so cute. So 71 years. And then the third couple is one that's sort of been married like in between. So more than 7 days, but less than 71. Okay. So it was this couple from Ohio that had been married for 32 years.
Okay.
So it's fun because it's like if you've ever seen the old newlywed game where they'll they'll ask questions of the couples like, where's the craziest place that you've... And for sex, he said ice cream. So the craziest place you've made ice cream.
Oh, God.
And then, like,
cute.
They each have to answer, and then they compare the answers. And just and it's so funny. It's so funny. So anybody who ever does a carnival cruise, you have to go see the show. It's a must. It always fills out. It's so much fun.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's cute. That's adorable.
It is.
Did Jennifer have a good time?
I think so, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, we had a good time. So, you know, it's always nice to get away.
I know she loves her cruises. So.
She loves cruising. She's already thinking about the next one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Well, me, on the other hand, I was slaving away at work.
I know. You poor thing. I feel bad. Here I am taking all these vacations, and you're just working your butt off.
It's okay. It was good. It's a little bit calmer now, which I'm so glad. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I cannot wait to, like, get my own little vacation. It's, like, a short amount of time, but it's just nice to go home and kind of, like, disconnect and all the good stuff. Yeah. And I wanted to bring up a show that I've been watching on, guess what's the network that I'm about to promote once more?
Could it be Apple TV?
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is always Apple TV. I can never get sponsored by them. I need to be sponsored by them because seriously. I am their number one ambassador. So I started watching Your Friends and Neighbors with Jon Hamm.
Okay, how is it?
Excellent.
Okay.
I am halfway through it. I don't know if it's, like, already over, like, all the episodes are out, but I'm, like, I think I've seen 9 episodes out, but I've watched, like, 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yes. It's really good. I mean, I love Jon Hamm. The storytelling is great. It's kind of like a dramedy. It's just Apple TV. It's really bringing it on with their shows, and... Yeah. Oh, God, it's so good. So that's going to our recommendation station for sure.
Okay.
And I'm sure once you watch it, Trace, we can definitely talk about it.
Yeah, definitely want to watch it, yeah.
It's very, very good. And then there was, like, one more thing. I just saw a trailer today with Sydney Sweeney and Julianne Moore. Yes.
I just watched that too. But
I watched that today, but I was thinking I couldn't see if it was a film or a series or like a mini series. Is it a film?
I feel like it's a movie, but actually I don't know.
Cuz he didn't say. It only says like the date. Yeah. But I'm like, what am I doing? What is this? It looks very, very good. Yeah. I mean, them two, just great actresses. Right. So,
and Domhnall Gleeson is in it, and I love him.
Yeah, he's actually really, really good. Yeah.
Love him. Also, he's a redhead, so maybe I'm a little biased, but
hey, you guys are an extension, so
we gotta look out for each other.
You gotta support each other. Yes,
it's true.
Yes.
But he is such a good actor. I mean, he's been in so many things. and I think it's great.
Okay. So. Domo. Okay. Well, anything? I know you were traveling, but have you like watched anything since you got back?
Trailers. Your books. Yeah, I read quite a bit.
Of course you did.
Of course I did. I read the new Hunger Games book, Sunrise on the Reaping.
Oh, did you like? Is it worth it?
I did like it because for those of you who, even if you've seen the movies, the Hunger Games movies.
I love the Hunger Games trilogy books.
Yes, they're very good. So,
they're so good.
So Woody Harrelson, who plays Haymitch Abernathy, who's Katniss and PETA's mentor. Yeah. This book is about his Hunger Games. So we get to see why he becomes the way he does.
Are they going
to
make the film?
Yes, and they're making the movie. They've already cast a bunch of people.
Okay, I'm excited because I was like, I need a good, thick story so I can get back into it.
But it reads so fast. I mean, it's young adult.
But I did read the whole Hunger Games, the four books. Mm-hmm. I read all of them, and I loved it. Yeah. And I think it's one of those books that the film was very well adapted.
Yes. Yeah, they do a good job.
You know, it like, what I read is what I saw.
Exactly.
You know? And, like, when I was reading it, it was what I was picturing. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Yeah. It's good. So I recommend that for anybody who's a reader. If not, wait for the movie. I'm sure it'll be very good.
But listeners, just know the books are always better.
True. But
99% of the time.
Yes, 99.9% of the time. There's very few exceptions, absolutely.
Yeah.
Squid Games trailer for season 3.
So the teaser came out so fast. I can't believe
June 27th. I thought we weren't going to get it for like a while, so
no, I knew it was happening fast because they said it at the end of the season. It said like it's coming out this year,
yeah.
So don't worry.
But in my mind, I'm like, oh, December 25th again, December 25th.
You were like fucking PTSD,
yes,
all the way.
Yes,
yeah.
I always expect it to take so long now, but June 27th.
I get it. Yes,
I'm so excited.
Oh, I've been watching Handmaids. Obviously.
Okay.
And what else? The Studio Hacks. I have like I'm on a two streaming platform situation. It's HBO and Apple TV.
Yeah.
That's it. That's my go-to. I just noticed that.
I mean, and they're killing the game right now.
They really are. Yeah. They really are. So Max and Apple TV, we are here ready to accept your offer.
Please.
Whenever you guys are ready, please.
I mean, at this point, we're doing it for free, so I guess we'll continue.
People in Amsterdam listen to us, and in Spain.
We're international, so
yes. Let's go. So please let us know. We're here to help you.
Because they need help, yeah.
Exactly. We've been doing it for free. It's time for us to get paid.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready to dive into this? Oh my God, I should not start laughing right away. By the way, which I have to call Joe because he told me that he was gonna listen to our baby girl episode.
Oh yeah,
he texted me when he was watching it.
Yeah,
and he's like, I am watching Baby Girl, and all I wish right now is that I was watching it next to you to see your reaction. And I said to him, I was like, just listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I still think that I was like, my jaw was on the floor the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the first 30, 40 minutes, I was like, no way.
Yep.
Right away. Okay. But I guess we're gonna dive into this.
Let's do it.
So you watched both of them, right?
I did. I mean, you have to. I think you have to watch both. I'm glad I did.
Good. You definitely have to watch both of them. So the film that we are discussing today It's like low-key kind of controversial right now, because it involves someone in pop culture that does not have a great reputation right now. Mm-hmm. But you know, it is what it is. So today we're discussing Another Simple Favor, with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively. So this movie is about Stephanie. Obviously, this is the sequel. This is the second movie. The first one was Simple Favor, and now it's Another Simple Favor. The synopsis of this film is Stephanie's mothers and Emily Nelson reunite on the island of Capri, Italy, for Emily's extravagant wedding to a rich Italian businessman, which is interrupted by murder and betrayal. I'm ready to hear your thoughts.
I don't know what you think I'm gonna say. You think that I hated it?
Well, if you didn't, one of us did.
I actually kind of liked it.
Oh my god. Okay, so I'm ready to hear you out. Let's hear it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I kind of liked it. It's the type of movie that I feel is good, because it's a comedy and it's like a whodunit. There's mystery. I'm not saying it's like an Oscar-worthy movie. Yeah. Like, this isn't winning any awards, you know?
No, yeah.
But I didn't hate it. Like, I thought it was entertaining.
Okay. Well, my thing, for me, I don't think they needed to make a sequel.
Because no.
Simple Favor, I liked it.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah.
I was like, this is perfect.
I do agree there.
And yeah. And then I was like, okay, let's just watch this. I just think it's unnecessary. Mm-hmm. And I thought it sucked. It sucked really bad. I think it was, and I am an Anna Kendrick stan. Like, I kept thinking, why did she say yes to this project? I'm thinking it's money. I'm thinking, you know, it's like a lot of, like, maybe she signed a contract that if he makes this amount of money, we'll do another one. Mm. You know, there's a lot of variables there. But I thought it was horrible. I think this storyline was just too much. I'm like, this is
It's so fucking extra. Yeah,
it's so. And also, I've never ever liked Blake Lively. Never, like, never, not even in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, which I loved.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, she's,
I've never been a fan of her. I used to watch Gossip Girl. I was even an extra in that show. And I never liked her. Never. I just think she's such a mediocre actress.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like the bare minimum. And the moment she showed up on screen, I turned to Trey and I said, she chose her wardrobe again.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible. I'm like, I don't know who told this girl that she's a fashionista. Like, I don't know what happened here and who let her do this.
Damn.
Yeah. I got upset because I liked the first one.
Yeah, the first one's really
And
fun.
I think the second one was just awful. And like, the unrealistic part of it was extreme, because obviously it's an unrealistic film, but it was just like too extreme.
See, and I think that's the thing for me, is like, it's so campy and extreme. And like, even the first one is like a little, okay, like, you know, this would never happen type of thing.
Yes.
Just like a really bad Gone Girl.
Yeah.
So for me, the second one, it was along the same lines. So I was like,
yeah,
we're suspended from reality at this point. So I'm just going to ride with it.
Yes.
And I mean, we're in a beautiful location. That's what I love with these movies nowadays, where it's like, if they make a sequel or like a third or fourth one, they're going to be in Italy. They're going to be in France, you know?
Well, apparently they had, like, no budget for it. That's, like, number one. There was, like, really? No money for it. So, in my head, I'm like, why are you making a second one then?
Right.
And I guess they kind of, like, got convinced to do it over there. And I saw, like, a red carpet thing. And I just have this, like, I just don't like Blake Lively. And she was the one explaining it. So I just, like, kind of, like, tuned her out of it. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about how she'd never been there. And, you know, it's like, oh, it's so pretty. And I don't know. She's just, it's sad because at this point she's kind of canceled and she's trying so hard to be liked.
Yeah.
And it's just not working. So it's like, girl, you need to go in hiding and stop so we can, like, kind of feel some empathy for you. But that's a whole nother thing. I think, like, let me just dive into this scene really quick that I was like, this is stupid.
Okay. Starting off hot.
So, first, the private jet.
Yeah.
And they, like, go in there and they're, like, talking about, you know, like, oh, there's, like, all these big celebrities and all, and, like, this, like, influential people. Mm-hmm. And this more goes to, like, the director or the casting director. How are you seeing that and not having anybody famous there?
Yeah.
You know, if you don't have that, put a bunch of, like, famous TikTokers. It's right. Gonna be cheaper.
Right.
And people will recognize that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, who's famous? I kept trying to find somebody. Nobody. Yeah. But then, like, then they go into her bedroom in the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole scene was so bad. The back and forth, you didn't feel it? Like, you know, it's hard. Like, even for a second, I was like, why is Anna Kendrick not doing this well? And it's like, well, the line, the writing is not good.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not making her look good. Because, you know, for me, Anna Kendrick is top tier. She's like an A-lister.
Mm, okay, yeah.
So I was like, she looks like she's acting bad. And it's like, no, it's just the lines are horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, because their whole, like, relationship, too, was just like, what the... Even from the first one, like, what is this? Like, they're calling each other their best friends, but they're not. They're not. They've known each other for, like, a week, and they just hang out and drink martinis and let their kids have play dates. And, I mean, I guess they're sharing secrets with each other, brother fucker. But...
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wouldn't say that they're best friends. And then she shows up in the beginning when she's at her, like, book signing, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how the fuck did you get out of jail? You were supposed to be serving 20 years, and then all of a sudden you're walking in. That, I was like, okay, wait, what?
With her frizzy ass hair. but and I'm like, boots. Why do you think it looks good? It does not look good. And the chain over the outfit, like...
Too much. But see, extra...
You know how I know? Because I did watch that other movie, It Ends With Us.
Yeah.
And the wardrobe was so fucking bad.
Oh, I've seen pictures.
And then I read that it was her. She did that wardrobe.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's the same thing. I was like, why is she, like, wrapping up? And the design people, the wardrobe people right away said recently, they washed their hands. They said, like, oh, she was in charge of it. I was like, oh, yeah, because you don't want to look like shit. Because it's that bad.
Right. But their dynamic, their relationship is just so bizarre. She just shows them. She's like, I'm getting married. Be my maid of honor. What?
And she's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Sure. I know. She says yes.
Right away.
But I guess she said that she's...
To sell books.
Right. That she sort of was like, I'll sue you for using my likeness. See, friendship.
Yeah.
So the whole thing just starts off, like, really bizarre. So that's why I was like, you know what? None of this is going to make sense. I'm just going to go with it.
I guess.
You can't use your brain for this movie.
Yeah, and also, like, I was thinking that there's a moment. I watched the first one years ago.
Mm. Yeah, because this was, the first one was 2018.
I forgot it was, like, triplets.
Yeah.
I would say there's a third one.
Yeah, she died. Charity.
Yeah.
But yeah, spoiler alert.
Names too.
She wasn't dead.
Yes. And also, like, that whole, like, her demeanor. Like, trying to act, like, crazy.
Yeah.
Tracy, you're not going to tell me that was... Are you going to tell me that was good?
No.
Okay.
No, of course that wasn't good. No, absolutely not. I was like, wait, what the fuck is happening? But at the same time, I think that's important because it shows differentiation between the characters. Like, you can tell that's Charity because she's like, and, you know, then Emily is not like that. Because then at the end,
yeah,
when she goes to prison, Charity goes to prison, you can tell that it's her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a character choice. Like, they did that on purpose. So, not saying it's a good choice, but it's a choice.
It's such a bad choice. It's such a bad choice. Okay, I do want to talk about Anna Kendrick's cute dresses in it.
I thought she looked so cute.
She looks... She let them do their job, you know? And like, that floral little dress that she was wearing, I was like, that's adorable.
That first one at the reception, like, that party at the beginning.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super cute.
And even in her, what's it called? In her...
Like, the bridesmaid's dress, too.
Yeah, and in the thing, in the book signing thing, like, super, you know, professional, cute, you know. I cannot believe they convinced Alice and Jenny to be in this film.
Yeah.
Like, how did that happen?
I don't know. I love Alice and Jenny.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, how did they get this cast?
And it was like a different part for her, too.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, listen, she obviously was great. I love her. She can do no wrong in my eyes.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, like, the writing wasn't great or anything, you know?
Like, how do you read that script and you're like, yeah, let's go for it?
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, Paul Feig must be, like, really fun to work with. I mean, you do have a good cast of characters. So maybe it was like, you know, sometimes it's just fun to do something that's not so serious all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the pay must have been really good. I really thought this was this. If I'm not mistaken, this was going to the theaters, and it didn't. And something happened, and they just did streaming.
Right.
But tell me what else we can talk about, because I'm just
you hate it. I'm glad that Henry Golding came back because I think he's beautiful and I'm in love with him.
Very handsome.
His character, though, like, from the first one to this one, so not likable. Like, he's, I'm bitter and I have to raise...
such a little bitch.
Yeah, like, such a pap. Like, oh, I gotta raise our kid and, oh, I'm just gonna drink and you can suck my dick. And I'm like, I don't feel like, even though he's been through some shit, that's the response that he would have taken. But I guess maybe it's because he gets killed and then you don't feel so bad. You're like, oh, he died.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And so, like, stupid, too, the way he died.
Yeah, I know, and it's like, not to you.
It was like E.T. phone home.
Yeah. But we got to see his cute little butt, and I was okay with that.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. I also can't believe he fell flat, you know, like right through that glass. I was like, this is just very dramatic.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I guess that was the name of it, drama.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing with, like, getting pushed off of the cliff.
Just like that.
Yeah, that came up several times. And I was like, oh, God. I'm not going to kill you, Stephanie.
That was so good. That was really good. That's exactly how it was.
Yeah. I'm not going to kill you, Stephanie. You're my maid of honor.
Oh, my God. That was so bad. Like, I can't get over it. It was just unnecessary. They could have ended it on the first film. Be like, you know?
Yeah. No, totally. But you know what's crazy is that I'm going to fast forward to the end.
Go for it.
When you're like, I'm done anyway.
No, I'm just trying to think of, like, things that I thought that I was like, why?
Oh, well, I mean, there's a couple things. But, so fast forward to the end, and Emily calls Stephanie, and obviously Emily's in hiding. Charity has confessed everything, so she's in prison as Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And then, her mother-in-law shows up and like, oh, I just need a favor from you, and like hands her the envelope. But low-key, I'm like, oh wait, now I need a third one. I want to know.
No, you do not need it, Tracy. I'm telling you right now, you
don't need that. Happens.
It's gonna be a waste of time.
Probably, but I still want to know.
You know what I was also thinking? That the way they try to, like, it's like the arc of the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
It was just very, very stupid.
Yeah.
And unnecessary. But this is the one character that I wanted to talk about. The FBI agent.
Oh my gosh. Irene Walker.
Why? Yeah, like,
terrible at her job. She deserved to get also stabbed.
Don't bring her in. It's so unnecessary.
Yeah, I know.
You've been following me everywhere. You did na 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 na.
Right.
Oh yeah, we're from the FBI. And I'm like,
right. Why? They like didn't even really explain it. Like obviously they were looking at Aunt Linda and she's, I guess, a con man. But, like, they didn't really go into it that much.
No, nothing.
So that was, like, kind of useless. And then when she, like, confronted her at the cafe, and then Dante comes up and is like, oh, you make friends quickly. And I'm like, why is he trying to look?
Why are you so bitter to her? You don't know her.
Right. Like, why are you suspicious of her? Like, you're in the mob, dude.
Which, by the way, right away I knew he was gay.
Okay, same. I had a super big feeling.
The moment
feeling.
I saw that argument with the other hot guy, I was like, oh, this is a gay couple.
Yep.
Also, men like that, straight, they really don't exist. I was like,
nah, he was too hot.
I was eye candy. Yeah. They said, let's cast these two.
Yeah.
Very handsome, tall,
yeah,
Italian dudes. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. But I could tell right away. I was like, oh, these are boyfriend and boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah. And she's like the savior, you know. She's like, yeah, I was going to be the beard of her a while.
Right.
Know, so we could be free.
Yeah. Her doing something nice, please.
Exactly. Exactly. And the thing is, like, the most unrealistic part is the fact that, you know, when these things happen, when someone goes to jail, even though you have a lot of money, it takes you a while to get out.
Yeah.
Especially when there's all this evidence stacked against you.
Right. She literally had the video of her shooting Sean.
They're like, maybe she didn't do it. Maybe it was a ghost.
AI.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. It's just so far-fetched. But again, I feel like if you go in with low expectations, you're fine.
Like, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, everyone, you heard it here first. Lower your expectations before you go watch this film.
Don't expect anything life-changing. Like I said, it's just entertaining, like, whodunit, silly.
Well, there was this one thing, too, that I was like, ugh. She's at the private jet when she's waiting for Anna Kendrick's character on the steps.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting there.
Right. No. You're late. Then why didn't you leave?
Yeah. And then the plane full of celebrities and important people. I'm like, I don't know who nobody is there.
Yeah, I know. That was really weird.
It was so weird. Like, I don't know. Trying to think what else I thought about.
Anna Kendrick's, like, book publicist, Vicky.
Oh,
Alex,
yeah,
Newell.
He was from Glee.
I love her. She's great. Yes. She was also on, what was the name of that show? I used to watch it all the time.
Glee.
Something Life of Zoe Who'sy Whatsies, where it was like, it was a song show, like a musical show.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about.
And then the guy from Pitch Perfect.
Yes, I think I saw the first season. Did it get canceled?
Eventually, yeah. I think there were like two or three seasons, but okay. I love that show, and she was on it, and she's so fucking talented. Like,
yeah.
Her voice is insane.
There's a song that she sings that I play in my cycling classes all the time. It's called Higher, and it's so good.
Yeah, she's so good. Unbelievably talented. So, like, her character was kind of fun. Like a little,
yeah, she was
comedic,
the actual
relief.
Comedic relief in the film.
Yeah,
because I think Anna Kendrick is one of the funniest.
She's very funny,
you know. But I was like, this is just bad writing because I couldn't laugh.
Yeah. Oh no, I didn't think it was like, haha, funny.
Yeah. No.
I know it's supposed to be a comedy, and I didn't laugh, but. I mean, I don't know. Maybe my IQ was lowered on that cruise, but I was entertained.
Maybe. Yeah, because I cannot believe what I'm hearing right now.
Damn, I know. I'm
like,
shocked.
I am shocked that you're not at my level right now.
Maybe because I didn't watch any TV or anything for a week.
That is
I'm
true.
So out
you're
of
like,
touch.
Oh, my God. Actors. Oh, my God, a story on the screen.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, my God. Tracy, this was horrible.
Wow.
Horrible.
I didn't think it was that bad. We've seen worse. That's all I gotta say.
Have we?
Yeah.
I don't know which one is worse, this one or Roadhouse. They are right there for me. That was really bad. That was... Now, let's, like, dive into a little bit of, like, pop culture. How do you think Anna Kendrick feels about this whole thing? Like...
Oh, wait.
Doing PR.
Oh, I had, like, seen something that, like, she doesn't like Blake Lively. Like, the faces she was making...
I mean,
making...
she never liked her, because I've seen interviews from when they were promoting back then.
And her face with her is, like... So unimportant.
She's so annoying.
Yeah. So
yes,
it is surprising that she decided to make this movie, knowing that it was like she had to work with her again.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I think there was something else there. You know, I'm like, this is a contract because, how?
Yeah.
How are you saying, like, yeah, no?
Or maybe it was, like, Paul Feig is just really convincing. He was like, please, please, please. You know, and I'm sure, like, he is a lot of fun to work with. I mean, he did, Bridesmaids, right? He's done a ton of episodes of The Office and, like, you know, I'm sure that it's like, oh, okay, well, how can I say no to this man? You know? And, I mean, you do have other great people in it. Elizabeth Perkins and Allison Janney. Like, you have some heavy hitters in there. You get to go to Italy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, the only plus is, like, we'll live in Italy for a couple of months or a few weeks, whatever, however long it took them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't imagine how it would feel like having a coworker go through this whole situation and then you have to act like, oh, no, nothing's, no animosity here, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, because I am all the way team Justin Baldoni, because I've always listened to him.
Yeah.
I've always listened to his podcast. Mm. I think he's a really good actor, a super humble guy. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is hard to, when you know all these things and your personal bias is going to come into it. Now for me, I don't know Blake Lively, like, at all. Like, I don't follow her personal life, really. Like, I know, obviously, a little bit about this feud that's going on, but, like, not a ton. I haven't been, like, deep diving into it. So, for me, I don't know. I thought she was fine. Mm. But I feel like if you're only, like, I can't stand this person, then, of course, it's going to be, like,
I never really liked her.
Right.
From... I'm talking about years ago.
Oh, I mean, like, she's not... Yeah, she's not a good actress. But I also... Like,
how is she getting jobs?
See, I didn't watch Gossip Girl. Mm. You know, like, I really haven't seen anything that she's been in. So, for me, I was like, meh, it's fine. Like, she's not the selling point anyway for me for this movie.
Yeah, no. 100% she isn't, yeah. I'm trying to think of what else. Do you have fun facts?
I only have a few, yeah.
I'm ready.
Are you sad that Dante died?
I mean, yeah, but it's also like... I don't know how to say it. It's like they don't let us, like, really invest in these characters.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
I was sad. I was like, oh, no, you know? But I'm also like, this movie is unnecessary.
Yeah, I did think that when I was watching it. I was like, they really didn't need to do this. And especially, like, so many years later. And then also, like, her son, Miles, going off to camp. Just so they could be like, okay, he's going to camp and now she gets to go to Italy.
That's so weird. Which, by the way, like, the film was, like, number one on Amazon this past weekend or this week. And all I kept thinking was, like, well, Amazon doesn't have that many films.
That's what I was thinking. There's no competition, so of course it's going to be number one.
And also, like, Lively is a hot topic right now.
That's true. I mean, who knows? People are watching it just to shit on it. So
maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
Why not? Or, true. I mean, there are people who watched the first one who liked it.
I don't like her. I don't like her.
Yeah.
Never did.
Right.
But the writing was bad for me.
Sure.
You know. Because I'm like, if you make Anna Kendrick not look good as an actress, your writing is really bad. Because she's amazing.
That's true. Well, because I think the thing with it, too, is the first one is based off of a book. So I think the person who wrote it did the script. But this second one, there wasn't a book, and it was, like, two women who wrote the script.
Oh, my God.
So I think, like, not anything against those women, but it's...
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the book. The author didn't write this script either. So I think that made the difference.
Yeah. The whole thing, like when she's like like sitting on a chair, like in that dungeon with
With the true serum.
Yeah, and then like she finds her just like that.
Yeah, I was like,
how do you find? You don't even live there.
No, I know. And did you see her like badass moves? They're down. Even though they have guns, she took them out. That to me was the most unbelievable part.
Unbelievable.
Out of everything.
That should have been the name of the film.
That to me was the most unbelievable part, was her coming in and just being like, knee to the crotch, punch in the throat, and they're down. I was like, really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Right. I mean, she couldn't even ride that little Vespa. How is she taking those guys with guns out?
I forgot about the Vespa.
She was all over the place on that thing.
Yep. Yep.
It's a Vespa. Hi.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then when she tells her the story of, like, Charity, like, finger banging her. And I was like, what the fuck is going on, sister fucker?
So unnecessary.
The incest.
She didn't even have to do that.
I know. Ay, ay, ay.
And it was for them to bring the joke of like, oh, a brother fucker. Oh, my God. Okay. It's not funny.
I know. I was like.
Incest is not funny.
And why so much of it? Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, my God. This was just horrible.
No, it wasn't good. It's not good. But
I love that you want a third one.
I do.
It just makes me think of the amount of people that are thinking that.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, there's a group of people that are thinking that too.
Yeah, I want to know what's going to happen. Is she going to take over the mob? Is she going to be mafiosa?
Yeah, she probably put a chain on top of her suit. Well, she sat in.
Probably. She's got a little fedora and, like, a cane.
And frizzy hair.
Well, that humidity.
Blame her. Yeah. Well, she had it in all the other films lately, so.
She's just riding with it. It's a style.
I mean, and she's selling her own hair products, so.
That's true.
I'm like, that ain't selling that. I don't want that product.
That's true. That's a good point. I forgot about that.
I want silky hydrated hair.
Yeah, I think most women do, but.
Oh, God. Okay. I'm not going to keep trashing her. I hope she's okay. I hope she goes in hiding for a while.
She should just, like, take a break.
Just stay like quiet.
Yeah, go.
Her and her husband. Just go and stay quiet for a little bit.
Go take care of your kids.
Let us miss you. Yeah. Let us be curious.
That's true. That's true, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for the fun facts.
I only have a few, so this won't take long.
Better than nothing.
Yeah. So, we see that when Margaret, who is Emily's mother, comes. Mm-hmm. So in the first movie, that part was played by Jean Smart. Love her.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. in this, obviously, she was replaced by Elizabeth Perkins. So the reason is obviously because Jean Smart
was doing her residency in Vegas in Hacks.
Probably, like, literally, like, her schedule. So she's probably filming Hacks and doing that. So she wasn't able to do this. But obviously the film jokes about it when Emily sees her and says something like, oh, you've changed. Mm. And she's like, oh, yeah, I had some, like, face work done. Yeah. So at least they acknowledge it.
Sure.
Shit. Whatever.
Yeah. It doesn't make the film any better.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. But I do appreciate that because, like, one of my pet peeves in movies is when it's supposed to be the same character, the same person.
Can we talk about Pam's mom in The Office? We had, like, five different actresses
playing her mom. And they never acknowledge it. Like, that bugs the shit out of me.
But also, like, how do you even acknowledge that? I'm like, oh, I just got adopted by this new lady.
Yeah, say it. Mom, what happened to you? So, at least they make a joke.
Okay.
All right, so, amid the controversy surrounding the release of Blake Lively's previous film, It Ends With Us, Amazon shut off comments on the film's trailer on several social media sites.
Yo, TikTok don't play.
Yeah, Amazon was like, we need to just not have comments because they're not gonna be good. Yikes.
I'm sure. Because the thing is, like, when it comes to that, you do want, even if they're bad, you want the traffic in the platforms or in the social media.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure it was more like Blake Lively's PR team that was like, shut it down.
Probably. I mean, that was a good idea.
It doesn't look good on her.
At the end of the scene when Sean is killed in the shower, as an homage to the original shower killing in Psycho from 1960, you can hear the same exit music from that film. I love Psycho. I used to watch that movie.
Psycho is so good.
A lot when I was little. Like, I'm talking like 6, 7, 8 years old.
Are you okay? I have to rewatch it.
Am I? I need to watch like all of Alfred Hitchcock's movies. Yeah, but like from the few that I've seen, like it's just so good. It's so good. Still stands up today. If you haven't seen Psycho, you're a psycho.
The podcast and go watch
it. Please, seriously, it's so good. And then last one. So at the end, when we see Charity has been arrested and she's walking up the stairs to the courthouse, her lawyer is Paul Feig. I didn't even notice him.
Oh my god, I didn't either.
Yeah, but he was in it. He was her lawyer.
They didn't have enough money to cast anybody.
Maybe. Yeah, they were like, our budget ran out. So, you know what? I'm just going to step in.
We went
in
to Capri.
Yeah, I know. That's where we spent all the money, so... But he was in it. I didn't even notice. Maybe because, like, her face was, like, right there in the camera.
So bad.
I'm so interested to hear the Rotten Tomato scores. Do you have it?
Yes. Okay. So, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 63, but the people gave it 40.
Okay. That seems, more correct.
There's one top critic that gave it a 1.5 out of 5. It says, Feig directs the picture without much of a feeling for Capri, one of the most beautiful places on earth, but which here might as well be in a studio back lot. And another person said, you ready?
No.
They said, oh, here. They said, it's rubbish. Lightning didn't strike twice.
Huh.
And the reason they're saying that is because the Rotten Tomatoes score for A Simple Favor, the first one, it was 84. And the audience gave it a 73.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I just feel like it was, you know, it wasn't as bad, you know?
Right.
Yeah. This shit was very bad, in my opinion.
I mean, I do agree. They didn't need to make a second one.
They really didn't need to. Let me tell you right now. The IMDb gave it a 5.3 out of 10.
Which seems a little high.
And then on Google review, it has a 2.2.
Ouch.
It was unnecessary. Very unnecessary. I definitely don't think she's a good actress, so it doesn't help her. Like, if I was her, I would be, you know, not Anna Kendrick, but Blake Lively. I would be like, first going in hiding. Don't Get an acting coach. Look for a role that's going to be a breakout role for you. Mm-hmm. You're young. I don't think you're going to have any more kids. This is your moment to, like, make a comeback.
Right. Reinvent yourself.
The right way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's... She just gave me more reason to dislike her. Damn. You know?
Ouch.
Because that was such a bad film.
Damn.
Because, wow. Like, I see Anna Kendrick, and I'm like, whatever, she probably did it for the money, you know?
Yeah.
And Allison, too, you know? I'm like, oh, money, Italy, whatever.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Because they're so good, we don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're not good, and then you're choosing this, and being like, yeah, it's going to be great, you know? Mm-hmm. She, like, made a post this week. Thank you guys for watching it. It's number one. And I'm like, I don't think people are watching this for the right reasons.
Yeah.
You know? And honestly, I said, let me watch it because she did, she posted that. And that's when we were talking. I was like, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I guess let's watch this film.
Right.
Because it's number one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't hate it.
I know. That's okay.
I know. I can't believe I'm saying that. Like again.
I cannot believe.
This isn't going to win any awards. It's not really a good movie. But, mm-hmm. I don't know. I still thought it was kind of entertaining.
Yeah. Trey looked at me many times and I was like, this is really bad. And I was like, don't even...
You're like, oh, I know.
Said, don't even.
You said, please, honey, I know.
Yeah, and it's also like, you know, his standard has gone higher when it comes to films, mm-hmm. you know. But, you know, I still see him as a neutral audience, you know.
Sure.
He'll watch it and, like, have more of a neutral opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my God. Oh, this is what I wanted to tell you. And I haven't finished it. I started watching The Brutalist.
Oh, okay.
It's 3 hours.
Yes, it's very long.
So I've watched almost the whole thing. Okay. I only have like a little bit left.
Deserving of all those Oscars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a meaningful story.
Hmm.
You know, it's in Adrian Brody. He's just, like, excellent.
Yeah, he is very good.
He is such a good actor. Oh, my God. I
mean, he's no so Blake Lively.
Oh, my God, please. but he's so good that I forget that he's American, that I think he's British. But he's not. He's an American actor.
Yeah.
You know? Excellent. Everyone in the...
Cast.
In the movie, so... Even Taylor Swift's ex.
Joe
Alwyn. Hmm. He's in it, and I'm definitely very biased because Taylor Swift. But he's really good in it.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. Like, excellent. Excellent work, everyone.
Okay. Where is it streaming right now?
It is available to stream. I think it's HBO, if I'm not mistaken.
Max! Hello?
Max.
Sponsor us.
Yes.
that's what I'm saying. That you're just promoting it more.
More and more. Okay, wait. Actually, on Max, it's going to be available May 17th.
Okay.
But it is available to rent on Apple TV, Amazon, and Fandango at home for $6. So,
okay.
I think... that's not bad, you know. It's very worth it.
Okay.
Very worth it. It's an important story, and mm-hmm. it's just very well told.
Okay.
And I haven't even finished it.
Right.
You know, it's just very long.
Yeah.
But it keeps you in.
Okay.
You know.
It's not as good as Another Simple Favor, but.
Oh my God, no! Another Simple Favor is just superior at this point.
It's winning all the Oscars.
So, do you recommend Another Simple Favor?
I mean, I do.
Okay.
I do. Like, I, if you...
Tracy gives it 2 thumbs up, and she says it's going to get nominated Best Film for the Academy Awards. And it might be because they didn't need to watch it.
That's true. If last year, they could have gotten away with it, but now you have to watch things, so...
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. I mean, yeah, I think if you just want to, like, put something on, have a glass of wine, eat some popcorn, you just want to watch something kind of, like, light.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. So, for me, if you watched A Simple Favor, just leave it at that. Don't watch Another Simple Favor because it's just going to ruin the first one for you. That's my thing. I'm like, I wouldn't recommend that one. If they're like, do you think? I'm like, do you watch A Simple Favor? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay, you should watch that one, and then that's it. Gotcha. But if you did watch, I'd be like, you don't need to watch a second one. You can keep going with life. You didn't miss anything.
Just keep moving on.
Keep going. There's more films out there that you can definitely watch. And this is what I had saved that I remember, but I had saved it on my browser. There's going to be tariffs put on films that are filmed not here.
Oh, anywhere overseas?
Yeah. I'm like, if something says Smoldic energy, it's his actions.
I mean, did you see him being like, oh, I'd make a great pope?
No, not that. You see the post from the White House.
Him in the papal with the hat? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's that. So a lot of people love to say like, oh, they're mocking us. They're mocking the U.S. And I'm like, this is why it's being mocked. Because the people in power are clowns.
Yeah. We look dumb. It's embarrassing.
You look so stupid.
It's embarrassing. I just, the message for people who are listening to this who are not from the United States, hopefully you're learning that we're all not ignorant.
We're not
that
them.
We don't condone that behavior. We totally disagree with him.
Very, like, very embarrassing.
It is. And a lot of people feel this way. So please don't think all Americans are terrible.
Well, I'm Dominican today.
Be like, oh no, I'm Dominican, so you know, and I'm like, oh fuck, I was born here. I didn't choose this life.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't. I'm Canadian, even though they don't want us.
Oh my gosh, you're Polish.
Yeah, there we go. You're Irish, Ukraine. I'm Scottish, I'm Ukrainian.
Anywhere.
I'm all the other things.
Oh God. That's so funny. Yeah, I just remember that. And I was like, oh my God, this small dick energy vibes are just like to a different level, you know?
Shooting out of the
roof.
It's
giving micro penis vibes.
He's a little
chode.
That's
what it's giving.
Yeah.
But, and that's exactly how we feel about, how I feel about this film too. No. The film is just like, whatever, man.
Yeah.
It didn't change anything in my life.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that's the beauty of like good films, that you come out of there, you're like thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like, wow. You know, but this, you know, and also I'm just thinking right now, I was watching The Brutalist to watch this.
See,
oh my God,
that's what I'm saying. I haven't really watched anything,
yes,
so that's why I'm like, okay, sure,
yes,
but you're watching like Oscar nominated winning movies, so your standards are through the roof now,
yes,
so this nowhere near it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
Let me tell you this, that The Brutalist, guess who distributed the film?
A24.
Yes. What the hell?
Dude, they know what they're doing.
They are. They're doing a great job. Well, Okay, I guess that's it for today for a great film of the day.
Yeah, Nikki's done shitting on it, so.
I know. I feel that's bad. Okay. But you know what? This is why we created
exactly.
This.
I love
our
that.
Our safe space.
Right. We don't have to agree. I love to hear why you didn't like it. That's totally fine.
I'm still shocked that I think of like, this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Tracy has high standards, too.
I do. So. I do. But I don't know. For some reason, I was like, okay. Maybe because, like, forget Blake Lively, but everybody else is, like, so good. Because I feel like maybe if it wasn't as good of actors, I probably would have just been like you and just totally hated it. Yeah.
Because for me, again, like, it goes, for me, it was more the writing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, because Anna Kendrick is just top tier. Alice and Janice, top. Like, all these actors except our C-lister, you know, meeting girl.
Yeah.
But if this, like, if the lines are not, like, I was like, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, kind of, like, it's not, like, cheesy. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't even say corny, because it wasn't even corny.
Right. Just a lot of it didn't make sense. Because even when she was talking about that high school teacher...
Oh my god, yeah.
Like that.
What was that?
I'm like, does that even need to be in there? Like, if you're not going to take things and tie it in, don't. No. Like, omit it. You don't need it.
We move on.
Yeah. So there was a lot of things that were in there that didn't need to be, and probably things that could have been in there that weren't. So, yeah. I mean, it is a mess. I can totally agree with that. It's not a good movie. But if you just...
But
are
Tracy
one
wants
of those
a
moods,
third one.
I do!
Just call A24 real quick and be like, can you guys take this project on?
Please. And just...
Yes. Just give it to us the right way.
Yes. There we go.
Well, I guess that's it for today, guys. We got two recommendations. We got a book recommendation and a movie recommendation.
Yes.
The rest, do what you want to do with it.
Live your life how you want to. We're not going to tell you.
Live, love, laugh.
Oh, you're so spooky.
Oh gosh. Okay, write, review, and subscribe. Thank you for listening, guys. Give it a thumbs up, like it, follow us on all the social media platforms, and thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, tell us if you like this movie.
Yes, please comment. Yeah. comment. We want to hear it. Woof.
okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.